نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity of meeting my brothers in Islam in this faraway place from Bangladesh. Alhamdulillah. The portion of the verse I recited before you, according to many ulama, the last piece of revelation to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Be afraid of the day when you will be taken back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ Then every nafs, every male and every female persons will be given back its earning. مَا كَسَبَتْ What it earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ They will not be oppressed. They will be given their due share and full balance. This verse is a simple reminder of where we are going. We are going to meet Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has to be discussed is what are called ma kasabat. What do we earn? Everybody knows we cannot carry our wealth to our graves. No wealth, no building, no car, no position. Nothing will avail. What is the earning that can be carried on? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly mentioned. This is our nek amal. Our earnings of amal is saliha. One amal al-saliha is this meeting of ours in this mosque. We have sat together. I am trying to remind you about our future life. You have sat here to listen to me. This gathering is called Majlis al-Zikr, Zikr al-Mahfil. We could make formal zikr also, we could say, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. 33 times as in Tasbih Fatimi, or 100 times, or many more times. Making zikr individually, there is also a mahfil of zikr. This is also a zikr. The word zikr has wide connotations. The famous verse regarding protection of the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There the same word is used, not Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Wa inna lahu lahafizun. Then the name of the Holy Quran is not there. Nahnu nazzalna dhikra. So the word zikr means Quran, zikr means Islam, zikr means making formal recitation of a few kalama again and again. It's a wide meaning. Our Prophet has given a vivid description of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has engaged many angels to ask for forgiveness who participated in some gatherings. Despite knowing all of it, when the mahfil is finished, he talks to the angels, Where had you been? They say, We had been to Masjid Abu Bakr. Toronto. What did you see there? The Hadith Qudsi. Small bits of questions, small bits of answers. The whole Hadith runs like this. What did you see there? We saw your servants sitting in a majlis, discussing you, your prophets, the life of hereafter. What do they want? The angels replied, they want paradise. Firdaus, Jannatul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, have they seen it? The angels said, no, Ya Allah. Then, if they have heard it from your prophets, they aspire for it. Therefore, they are discussing ways and means to earn Jannat, to save oneself from Naar. What else do they want? Similar questions. As has been narrated by my companion, Dr. Mujibur Rahman, I am not an alim. I am an electrical engineering graduate from Arsenal Engineering College in Bangladesh, 1961, which was named Bangladesh University of Engineering Technology, now BUET. So I worked for 8 years in the practical field, 2 years in a power station, 6 years in a foreign company, English Electric Company of England. After 8 years of service, I joined Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology as an assistant professor of electrical engineering. As I narrated from 69 till 95, 69 August to 95 June, 26 years, I joined as an assistant professor in 69, I left as an assistant professor in 95. 26 years, no promotion. Allah gave me the opportunity of remaining with Hafiz Mawlana Muhammadullah, Hafiz Ji Huzur, the Khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanavi Rahmatullah. After his demise, I had the good opportunity of being in the company of another Khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanavi, Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah. He was from Hardui in UP, some 80 kilometers from Lucknow to the west. He went to Bangladesh first time in 1981, Maulana Abrar Raksa from UP. And the last visit he paid in 2004, 24 years. He bought his company in Bangladesh while he visited him in his village, in his town, Hardui in UP, in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif. While he was healthy, he used to perform Hajj every year. So in all these gatherings, Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib always selected a particular verse of the Quran. Wadhakkir fa'inna dhikratan fa'ul mu'minin. Reminding will certainly benefit the believers. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanavi Rahmatullah was a person very well known to the subcontinent Muslims. Hard work throughout his life for propagation of Islam, for urging the Muslims to work for establishment of Sunnah. As my brother has just narrated, I quote Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Jehuzur's quotation. He used to say, my mentor Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say, is zamane mein madarese diniya qayam karne se badhkar koi ibadat nahi. Who is the speaker? Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Who quoted it amongst us? His Khalifa, Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Jehuzur from Bangladesh. What is the quotation? Is zamane mein madaris diniya qayam karne se badhkar koi ibadat nahi. There can be no nafal ibadat greater than the ibadah of establishing madrasa. There are many quotations. However, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, second Khalifa with whom I came in contact, is Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib, Sayyid Abrar Haq Sahib of Hardui, UP. He used to constantly quote from the Quran, Zakkir, Fainna, Zikuratan, Faunumin. He would also refer to the Hadith Qudsi I was talking in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask the angels who have participated. Their participation is mentioned in another manner by our Prophet. And Muslims gather like this, the angels surround them, pray for their maghfirat, for Allah forgive them. A special rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Sakinah is sent upon them. And Allah discusses before His angels who are near to Him about this gathering. Maulana Abdul Rauf Sahib used to add a simple explanation. He would say, the sound of the speakers talking is heard from a building nearby. So the gentleman in the house thinks, I can hear every bit of word from my house. I should not go there in the mosque. I'm going to just hear from my house. He said, because he has not come in, participated in the gathering, he will get only an information. The warnings of the speaker from which he has learned something new, he will hear that. This bit of knowledge he will get. But this point of being surrounded by angels, having their prayers for the Muslims, he cannot get it. So the meaning is, if we gather like this, even for some minutes, we keep totally quiet, we are getting the prayers of the angels. So the first hadith says, when they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks them, where had you been? They talk like that. Your servants are seeking paradise, are desiring that you forgive them and save them from the fire of Naar. A long hadith, hadith Qudsi. Why I mention my background is while I was a college student, one Mahmud Mustafa al-Madini, an heir of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mustafa Mahmud al-Madini, Awlad al-Rasul. I heard his speech in our village. He talked about this hadith. His mention of the Quranic verse side by side was, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ فَمَا جَزَّاءُ مَنْ يَفَعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. Do you believe part of this book and part of you disbelieve? Then remember, whoever does so, for him is a life full of anxiety and hopelessness. And he would say, Surah Baqarah, Ruku 10 in Bangladesh. After a while, he would again ask, what was the verse of the Quran I started with? He would say, Afatuminuna Biba, what is the number reference? Surah Baqarah, 10 Ruku. His prayer was, Allah Iman then, may Allah give Iman. So that was in 59 when I was a college student. In 64, straight 5 years later, that was, he talked in a village some 25 kilometers from the city of Dhaka. This time it was in Dhaka. The gentleman of a madrasa informed me, you know Mustafa Mahmud al-Madini, Awlad al-Rasul? Ji, he's coming to a madrasa this evening. Come in. So when Allahu Akbar, after 5 years, this great man was again reciting the same verse. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you then believe part of the kitab and disbelieve in part of that? فَمَا جَزَّاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For him is utter disgrace in this world. Then again, Surah Baqarah, Dasruku. After speaking for a while, yes. What have I quoted? You quoted أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Which place? What is the reference in the Quran? Surah Baqarah, Dasruku. Again, his same saying, Allah Iman then, Allah Iman Bakshay. As if he had nothing else to speak. Same Quranic verse, same Hadith Qudsi. So when the angels go back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them questions. They reply to that. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you remain witness. I have forgiven these ibad of mine. Main in bandon ko maaf kar diya. That is the greatest offer. If Allah forgives us and gives us His rahmah, that is the most important thing to aim. So this great man was repeating the same Quranic verse and same hadith. Then the angels submit, O Allah, there are very few persons who actually didn't come to participate in the meeting. Some elderly person was his target, wanted something to be done, so he sat in the majlis. His aim was not sitting in the majlis to earn neki. His aim was that particular gentleman, so that he can meet him after the meeting and talk to him about his need. That means he has come with an intention other than simple being in the... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you remain witness. Because of the persons who have come here with entire sincerity, I will give full share for such persons also. So I was referring to this, because in 59 I heard Maulana Mustafa Mahmud al-Madini, a descendant of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to speak Bengali with much difficulty. Lafz lafz karke batate. Then again in 64, so this was in my college days. That was 64. I joined Buet in 69, where I didn't get promotion in 26 years. I came to the company of Hafiz Jihuzu, the Khalifa of Maulana Shabbir Ali Thanvi. He would also refer to similar hadith Qudsi. Very famous saying of Maulana Shabbir Ali Thanvi, Khalifa number one whom I met, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah. Very simple word, he would repeat, repeat, repeat. Duniya mein aise rahiye jaise ke ek second bhi zikr se mahroom hona ho. Don't be losing even a second. Bangla hi se duniya te ibhabe thaken ekta second jeno Allah zikr theke khali na jaye. Remain in the world in such a manner that not a second is gone without zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, how many subhanallahs can you recite in one breathing? I'm an old man, I've crossed 76. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. I've made 6 times. You can make it much more. You used to say, how many subhanallah can you utter in 1 second? Do that. Because the seconds which go without zikr, you will be making utter digression. Oh Allah, what have I done? Why didn't I spend it? So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi's Khalifa, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah, was very well known as Hafiz Jihuzur. He used to say, you are not an alim, you are an engineer, a teacher in engineering university, but you have spent so much of time with us, I now entrust you with responsibility. You will speak to people, particularly the English educated people, about what you have learned from us. Just repeat. Now, when he was gone, we came across Maulana Abdul Raksa from Hardui. He used to say, whenever you go upwards in your movements to a slanting slope, you go upwards, make zikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whenever you go down the stairs, make zikr, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Whenever you move in a plain surface, say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha. Hafiz Jihuzur used to narrate a story of his childhood. It's an astonishing story, which I don't like to bring it here. How he made Hifz of Quran. In Panipat, UP, Hafiz Jihuzur was not a student of madrasa during the first years. He spent 5 years in primary school. Then his father took him to many madrasas, primary madrasas. And the third instance he came to, a special one. And here many things occurred. I will not go for the story. Unbelievable story. He went to Panipat in UP. He made Hifz al-Quran at Panipat. Allahu Akbar. He became a Hafiz at the age of 17 or 18. He started from first 5 years in primary school, then 2 years in primary madrasa. Third time he came to Madrasa, from where he went to Panipat. When Hafiz Jihuzur was about 17 years old, he completed Hifz. Maulana Ashraf Ali came to this Madrasa in Panipat. His teacher was Abdul Salam Rahmatullah, Qari Abdul Salam Rahmatullah. He was the disciple of Qari Abdul Rahman, another big Qari and Hafiz. So when his teacher Abdul Salam Panipati presented him before Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Hazrat Yelar Ka Muhammadullah, that was the full name of Muhammadullah, Hafiz Jihuzur. 3.5 years se yahan pada hua hai, hifz kiya. Ghar nahi jata, khat nahi bhejta. In a complaining tone but affectionate note, his teacher, Qari Abdul Salam of Panipat, introduced the young boy from Bangladesh. Yelar Ka Muhammadullah, Bangladesh ka hai, ghar nahi jata, خط نہیں بھیجتا, 3.5 سال سے ٹوٹلی ڈسکنیکٹڈ ہے. حافظ جو کہتے تھے کہ حاکم الامت نے مجھ پر ایسے ہاتھ مارا اور کہا سمجھے گا جب خود باپ ہوگا. ان سیٹنگ دا پرو ہوئی, تم جب خود باپ ہوگے تو سمجھو گے کیا درد باپ اور اماں کی ہے تمہارے لیے. اس طرح اپنے آپ کو الگ کر رکھنا یہ ٹھیک نہیں ہے. That is how we got introduced to Hakim ul Ummat Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah. Then he went to Saharanpur, studied there. For a final year, he repeated at Durban. He used to say one thing about this zikr. Hakim ul Ummat, Mujaddid Millat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah used to stay at Thanabhun, his village, where they were in Saharanpur. I don't know, I have not visited these two places. It's a long distance. They used to walk every Thursday evening 17 miles to attend the gathering of Ashraf Ali Thanvi. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah asked Hafiz Ji, Huzur, Nizamul Awqat submit karo. What do you do from getting up early in the morning till going to bed in the afternoon, evening? So I submitted my Nizamul Awqat. He gave tick marks in many places. But then he found a place where I had not written anything. Tumne ye nahi likha jab tum تمہارے جائگیر سے مدرسہ میں جاتے ہو, جاتے وقت کیا کرتے ہو, یہ تم نے نہیں لکھا. پھر کل مدرسہ سے واپسی میں جائگیر جس گھر میں تم رہتے ہو, کھانا کھاتے ہو, اس میں کیا کیا تم نے نہیں لکھا. تو لکھا کہ اس طرح جب کالج میں مدرسہ میں جاؤ گے تو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ ذکر کرتے ہوئے جاؤ, ذکر کرتے ہوئے آؤ. This was the narration. Now Hafiz Ji Huzur Rahmatullah used to say, I will not be able to tell you how much Allah has given me because of this amal which I was taught by Hakim ul Ummat. وہ کہتے تھے میں آپ کو نہیں سمجھا سکتا ہوں کیا مجھے ملا. Out of what? Saying La ilaha illallah in the steps which you make to your madrasa. And same zikr. So Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I saw him from 1981 to 2004. He died in 2005. Even before his death, he visited Bangladesh. He was very weak. He used to speak about this verse constantly. Fazakir fa'inna zikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking our Prophet, reminding will certainly benefit the believers. And he is mentioning the zikr. When you go up, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When you go down, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When you move in plate surface, say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha. You have woke up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. First you have to get down from the cot. Khatiya se utarna hai. Kaise utroge? Wo kehte the, when you go from a superior position to an inferior position, put the left hand first. So the khatiya ke upar hai achcha jaga. Niche hai ghatiya jaga. So baaye paaye se na utro. Put your left hand leg first. Because the Prophet's practice was, he always used to wear the sandals, the right one first. When he would come out from outside, Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said, I have observed him, he always took out the shoe on the sandal on the left hand, left feet. Har kaam jisme bhalai hai, usko daine haath se karo. Har kaam jisme bhalai hai, lekin of the inferior degree, us taraf baaye taraf do. Jaise ki masjid se baat ghar jana, shoes. We open the shoes on the left hand first. Similarly, we should carry it in the left hand. And even madrasa students make the mistake. They carry the shoes with their right hand, kitab on their left hand. Which should be done. Give importance to the right. So if you walk according to what Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib talked for 24 years, as I said, I saw him first time in 1980, while I was a khadim of Hafiz Ji Huzur. I was his khadim at Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif during Hajj 1980. He invited this gentleman, his brother from India, at Makkah Mukarrama. Ajeeb tarah se baatein kehte the Hafiz Ji Huzur. Mera dil chahta hai, aap apne ye khalifa, he was referring to Khalifa of Abdul Haq Sahib, Karachi wale, Hakim Akhtar Sahib. Might have heard his name. He was with his mentor. Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullahi from India, Hardui, Maulana Hakim Akhtar from Karachi. The two came together. So he was referring to his companion, his khalifa. Mera dil chahta hai, aap apni ye khalifa ko leke ایک دفعہ بنگلہ دیش میں تشریف لائیں, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ دونوں سے اس زمین میں حکیم الامت کے سلسلہ میں کچھ خدمت قبول کرے. سو جسے پریئر اور انویٹیشن, اس طرح کی دعا, میرا دل چاہتا ہے آپ اپنی یہ خلیفہ کو لے کر ایک دفعہ بنگلہ دیش تشریف لائیں. اللہ پاک آپ دونوں کے ذریعے سے بنگلہ دیش کے زمین میں حکیم الامت کے سلسلہ کی خدمت قبول کرے. What is حکیم الامت سلسلہ؟ My brother quoted this. I also talked to you about this. اس زمانے میں مدارس دینیہ قائم کرنے سے بڑھ کر کوئی عبادت نہیں. Who talked to this? حکیم الامت مولانا شاہ حسین. I have heard from whom? His disciple مولانا محمد اللہ حافظ. حکیم الامت مجدد ملت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ has another very important quotation found in his Mulfuzat. Usually the ulama look down upon. Who looks down upon them? He used to divide Muslims in two groups. There are two major communities among the Muslims. Ek hai angrezi da, angrezi padhne wale maulviyon ke sath chalte firte hain, namaz padhte hain, aakhri raat mein uthte hain, lekin alim nahi hai. This is the first group. English educated general public, deendar. Other side, ulama. They are very few in numbers. But whenever things go wrong, this group of Muslims just attack the ulama. Oh, bekar hai, kaam ka nahi hai. Maulvi log sare cheezon mein, they are the bottom of this fitna. Which means they talk against the ulama whenever they become round-headed. In the core of their heart, they don't have the azmat and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book. He used to warn Muslims. The ulama demand much more respect. Because our Prophet says, there will be no Prophet after him. Who will work for religion? To whom will people go? His clear indication was, the ulama of my ummah. They are the successors of the Prophets. Ulama of my ummah are the successors of the Prophets, not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Successors of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, our Prophet didn't teach it. The successors of all ulama, all Prophets. So we have to go to them, learn from them. But the situation is such, the enemies of Islam has put the situation in such a manner that the ulama are constantly looked down upon. By whom? Even by those who are the deendar musalli. I have a madrasa in Dhaka, in the building. I stayed downstairs, first floor school. So I thought about a Furqaniya Maktab. Because this other gentleman, the first one of my mentors, Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur, he participated in the 1981 elections in Bangladesh. President Zia-ul Rahman was killed in May 30, 1981. That year an election was held, presidential election. Hafiz Huzur participated in that. He was very much criticized. All the ulama of Bangladesh talked against him. Why should you go there? You have crossed 80 years, half of a year. Politics ke maidan mein mat jaiye. But he used to say, I have to do this to earn his satisfaction. I cannot come back. If you desire, you will leave me and go away. If you wish, you can help me. We didn't ask him, how will participation in the election will help you before Allah? He said, this Allah knows. So we participated. We helped him. During the elections, whenever you'd go out, speeches, one item was that, if Allah makes me the president of Bangladesh, what will I do first? I will establish Furqaniya Maktab in every village of Bangladesh. Is this not in line with his teacher's comment? Is the zamane mein madaris diniya qaim karne se badhkar ki ibadat nahi? His point was, if Allah makes me victorious in the presidential elections of Bangladesh 1981, what shall I do first? The first thing I will do is to establish 68,000 Furqaniya Madrasa in 68,000 villages in Bangladesh. Isn't that just a representation of the Prophet saying? What did our Prophet say? خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ Best amongst you is one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. So the saying of Hafiz Huzur is very much in line with this. As I told, I was a simple follower of his. Used to attend his gatherings slightly away from the city of Dhaka. We had to cross a crook, small river, and go to the other side. So it so happened I remained in Etakaf in 1976. So before the itikaf started, which means that today is 28th of Ramadan, people enter into the mosque before the night for itikaf. So he gave a speech after Isha. Those of you who have come to perform itikaf with us, you should attend the sessions conducted by my Khalifa, Shuhim, Maulana Bilayat Hasan Sahib, still alive, more than 90 years of age, a disciple of Hafiz Jehudu. You should sit with him with the Durrani training. He devised a special training, बच्चों को खेलते हुए सिखाना, इसका नाम रखा नूरानी ट्रेनिंग. Purpose is to teach them कायदा in a specific manner. So you should all attend the sessions of Maulana Bilayat Hasan Sahib. So he attended that. It was 29th of Ramadan when the moon was seen. So he got 9 mornings, 21, 22, 23, up to 29. I enjoyed it very much. So there was a maktab in our Buet area. Now that I have had the training, I had confidence. I can also do this. So I started going to the mosque sometimes, teach with the muallim, the young students, Farkaniya Maktab. Ye unke kaan mein pahuncha diya ek aadmi. Ek Thursday we went there and his madrasa, one on the side said, Professor Hamidur Rahman attended the Nurani training last Ramadan. He now teaches with the muallim. He works as the muallim's assistant. इसमें वो इतना खुशी हुए, मैं सामने बैठा था, यहाँ हाथ पकड़ के मुझे सामने लेके बोसा दिया कमाल. प्रोफेसर हामिदुर रहमान अटेंडेड द मुअल्लिम ट्रेनिंग ड्यूरिंग रमजान लास्ट, नाउ ही पार्टिसिपेट्स इन द टीचिंग ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स, ही वर्क्स एज एन असिस्टेंट ऑफ द मुअल्लिम इन द मस्जिद. इस बात से हजरत इतना खुशी हुए, मुझे इस जगह पकड़े नीचे लेके बोसा दिया. ठीक है ना? दिस वाज इन 76. This was in 76, 77, 78, 79, 80. I performed Hajj with him, invited Malna Broksa. 81 Malna Broksa went to Bangladesh with his invitation. The incidents that occurred on the first night when we were taken by us from the airport to Hafiz Jehudu residence. After Isha, we are going to a crossing in Dhaka. It's a famous crossing, Azimpur crossing. On the right side is the biggest graveyard in Dhaka. On the left side is Buet Engineering College. Front side is Lal Bagh, Jahan Fijur Rahte Thay. The driver was driving here. Malna Broksa was on his left. I was behind him. So the driver was driving. When he came to that crossing, he stopped because the red light was on. He stopped for a while. But just without stopping completely, he again passed through the crossing. Hazrat was samne baithe hain. Wo bole uthe. Hum kehte thay ki ye naya damad ki tarah अपना हैंडकरचीफ देखे ठंडा ठंडा रहेंगे, लेकिन वो जब कुछ मुनकर देखते थे तो जरूर कह रहे थे, अरे भाई लाल बत्ती है रुकते नहीं. ही चार्जेड द ड्राइवर, अरे भाई लाल बत्ती है रुकते नहीं, व्हाई डोंट यू स्टॉप, यू सी द रेड लाइट इज ऑन. सो द ड्राइवर वाज ड्राइविंग फेली से पुलिस ने क्या, बांग्लादेशी पुलिस ने क्या, बिकॉज दिस वॉज द फर्स्ट एवर मीटिंग आई एम टॉकिंग विद अ बांग्लादेशी, ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द मीट. तो ही टर्न्ड हिज बैक एंड सेड, ड्राइवर क्या कहता है. मैंने हजरत को उर्दू में समझाया कि ड्राइवर कहता है लाल बत्ती है लेकिन पुलिस नहीं है. हु विल कैच मी. बांग्लादेशी ड्राइवर से हुजूर पुलिस ने क्या, पुलिस ने क्या का मतलब है पुलिस मैन इज नॉट देयर, हु विल कैच मी. हजरत समझे, इफ यू सेकंड्स स्टॉप लाइक दिस देन अगेन टर्न राउंड. हाँ भाई, इसीलिए कहा जाता है इल्म काफी नहीं, तकवा चाहिए. Imagine where has he moved. From the scene with the driver, he is giving a basic usul of deen. Haan bhai, isi liye kaha jata hai, ilm kaafi nahi, taqwa chahiye. Khalis ilm se kaam nahi banega, ilm ke saath taqwa bhi hona chahiye. So this is a gift I am presenting to my respected imam. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib's Khalifa, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, was given the title Muhyiddin Sunnah by his teacher at Deoband, Mufti Mahmood Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah, famous Mufti. He gave him the title Muhyiddin Sunnah because he saw him from early years at Saharanpur. Saharanpur pe Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah saathi the, Hazrat Maulana Enamul Hasan Sahib ke saath. Teen number Hazrat Ji, Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah number 1, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah number 2, Enamul Hasan Sahib number 3. In 1981, when he visited Bangladesh, Hafiz Ji Huzur Abrarul Haq Sahib dono milke Tangi Istema mein gaye. और क्योंकि मौलाना हसन साहब के हम सबक थे, उन्होंने बात चुकी है वहां भी आके जो ने कहा, मैं एक बात अर्ज करना चाहता हूँ, तबलीगी जमात के वसीले से अल्लाह पाक ने सारा दुनिया में दीन को जिंदा कर रहे हैं, लेकिन व्हाट अबाउट टाइनी टॉट्स, छोटे वालों से क्या करें हम? उसको तो ये नहीं कहा जाएगा बच्चा चलो तीन दिन के लिए, उसको क्या करोगे? They say the only solution is establishing ideal Furqani Maktabs. We establish a Furqani Maktab in every village. This they quoted before Anwar Hasan Sahab, because he was a friend of Anwar Hasan Sahab. Whenever Abiju will go to Tablighi Istima, the gatherings regularly, you say great work is being done, Alhamdulillah. Lekin bachcho ke liye hame kaam karna chahiye. Her village should have religious education facility. Usually the practice in all Muslim countries, be it in Bangladesh, be it in Pakistan, be it in India, hum jaise angrezi da molvi poshak molvi ki tarah hai, topi hai, dadi hai, kurta hai, deen andar mein nahi hai, ilm nahi hai. To Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan warned again and again, these English educated Muslims, they perform religious activities very nicely. When it comes to chiding the ulama, they are in the forefront. Ye mulvi log sab cheezon ke kharabi mein hai. La hawla wala quwwata. So this was the warning they used to give constantly. So I was placing before you this point of giving training. Now, usual practice throughout the Muslim world is, whenever a child comes to the age of 5 years or 6 years, his parents look for a hujur. Similarly, I also looked for a hujur. I was in a Buet Asian professor. I approached the Maulana, Maulana Abdullah Sahib, Dabel mein padhe hain. Maulana Shubhir Ahmed Usmani ke saath, Dabel mein samay padhe hain. I told him, Huzur, acta Huzur then. Huzur, give me a Huzur. Means for teaching my child. He knew me, knew my son, 5 years age, 5 and a half, 6. He said, no, I will not give a Huzur. Because this method of teaching the boys alone in a drawing room is not the way. Aapka larka, एक उस्ताद आपके ड्राइंग रूम में है, वो अकेले पढ़ा रहे हैं, दिस इज नेवर फुल ऑफ बरका. आई सेड व्हाट टू डू देन? ही सेड एस्टैब्लिश मदरसा. आई सेड आई नो टीचिंग इलेक्ट्रिकल इंजीनियरिंग, हाउ टू एस्टैब्लिश मदरसा? इट इज वेरी इजी, अल्लाह हैज मेड इट वेरी इजी, कम विद मी. वेंट टू द नियरेस्ट मॉस्क कॉल्ड इमाम, ही वाज हाफिज फ्रॉम लालबाग, दार हदीस, टीच हमीद रहमान सन एवरी मॉर्निंग, आई विल अरेंज द रिमेनिंग थिंग्स. So one of our very respectable teachers, Abdul Qadir Chaudhary, he said, Hamidur Rahman, don't go alone. Let us invite other people in this quarters. There are 48 flats in that quarter, great staff quarters for teachers. He circulated this to every room. We are going to start a maktab in our masjid. Please give names. Who will send their young ones? Nobody responded. Everybody had a teacher going to his house. एक हुजूर दीजिए वो मुझे मेरा लड़का को पढ़ाएगा. एवरी हाउस ही सेड, आई सेड नो रिस्पॉन्सेस कम. ही सेड नो रिस्पॉन्सेस नेसेसरी, आप अपना बच्चा को लेके अकेले शुरू कीजिए. ही वाज अ डिसिपल ऑफ हाफिज जी हुजूर. सो दिस मक्तब स्टार्टेड इन अ फ्यू डेज. मेनी देयर वाज अ बस्ती अराउंड द मॉस्क, पुअर पीपल सैलिसाइड, दे आल्सो केम इन. इट वाज अ मक्तब फुल ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स. नाउ दिस सिंपल मैन, अनइमैजिनेबली मॉडेस्ट, He told me, Aap nara English shikito ra. You English educated people, you understand very well that your son cannot learn English if he is taught alone in the ghar mein. Ghar mein akele padhate hue padha nahi hota. Then you teach him in madrasa school. You select a school and to give admission test in the school you have him coaching. Mera ladka ko admission dena hai, aap coaching kar dijiye. Why do you send him to a school? Why do you seek a good environment, good school? While teaching English, you understand very much the importance of a proper environment. जब कुरान सीखने के बाद आता है तो आप लोग कहेंगे एकता हुजूर दीजिए, एकता हुजूर दीजिए. इसमें कोई बरकत नहीं है. Such children never learn the Quran confidently. They cannot conduct any prayers in a mosque. So that is the situation. This Sheikh Hamid was wonderful. I tell you. आप जैसे अंग्रेजी दा आदमी, he is beginning well. You think about a good environment when you teach your son English and modern education. Quran Majid के बारे में आप ये नहीं करते. आप कहते एकता हुजूर दो, एकता हुजूर दो. एकता हुजूर means one teacher teaching one boy in the drawing room, He's going to his mother every now and then. He's moving his feet, playing. This boy never gets proper. Isn't that the condition in Pakistan? Isn't that the condition in Bangladesh? Isn't that the condition? That is why Hafiz Yusuf is saying, if Allah makes me president, I will establish 68,000 Furqaniya Maktab, 68,000 villages. So I am just narrating my experiences in life in Sohbat of the Ulama. He's my manager. So it's 40 minutes past. Now Hafiz Yusuf Rahmatullahi, as I told you, asked me, you are not an alim, but you have remained with in company of us. Now I give you a responsibility. You talk to people. I have a disease, Parkinson's disease. I take medicine. Side effect is saliva fills my mouth. I have to drink water. But I found an opportunity of discussing about an amal of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pani kaise peena hai? Bangladesh hum kehte pani kaise khaya jata? Bangladesh mein isse pani khawa, baat khawa. Pani peena, ye Bangladesh mein nahi kehte. So I am discussing a famous sunnah of our Prophet. How to drink water? Baith ke piyo. Bismillah bol ke piyo. Daine haath se piyo. Teen sip mein piyo. Ye hum nahi jante hain. Jo nahi jante uski baat keh raha hu mera tarah. How are you drinking three sips? In the first sip you drink little bit. Second sip drink little bit. In the third sip finish the whole glass of it. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. These are amal. So, matuwaffa kullu nafsim ma kasabat. Har nafs ko poocha jayega aur diya jayega his reward. Regarding this, Maulana Abu Rukh Sahib used to it. Masjid mein dakhil hone ki kitne sunnatein hain? Usually only two are written. Enter with your right feet. Say, Allahumma aftaliya wa barahmatik. You should say, no. Three are already dead. Paanch sunnatein mein do se zinda hai. The first one is say Bismillah. Not Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam ke khubi hai. While you are entering the mosque, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, number two is Durud Paro Mujhpar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama. Kitna bada hai. Kya halat hoga ke entry gate mein? Isliye masjid mein dakhil hone mein jo salat durud hai, very simple. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah. Then Allahumma aftaliya wa, this is in vogue. This is chalu hai. Allahumma aftaliya wa rahmatik. Asal mein ye do aur teen number ek saans mein kaha jata hai. Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi. Allahumma aftaliya wa rahmatik. Ho gaya na teen? Munh ke baad. Paaye dakhil karna, badan ke baad. Number five, make intention of aitikaf. You'll always say, make intention of aitikaf from the period you stay in the mosque. So, paanch hua. Abhi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran Majid mein farmate hain. Surah An'am shayad. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashwa amsaliya. Jo koi ek neki karega, main usko 10 dunga. Theek hai na? So, if you follow the five sunnah of the Prophet while entering the mosque, you have earned 5. Allah will give you 10 times. So, you have earned 50. Andar, bahar, masjid se bahar jate hue bhi phir 5 hai. Bismillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. This time, Allahumma inni asaluka min fadlik. Put your left hand first. Don't put the whole shoe. Keep your left hand upon the shoe. 5, take out the right hand and put your shoes on the right feet first. Because our Prophet Sunnah is, when you put on the shoes, put on the right feet first, take out the left hand first. This Sunnah is in every place. Then you would say, another Sunnah of the Prophet is Salam. He said, Afshus Salam. Salam ki bahut circulation karo. Both logo se sikao. But we say, Assalamu alaikum. He used to say, it is not Assalamu alaikum, it is Assalamu alaikum. We don't recite it correctly. We say, Assalamu alaikum. In Bangladesh, there is an area called Bari Dhara. Richest people live there. Banani, number one. Gulshan, number two. Bari Dhara, top. If you find a house in Gulshan, he's hankering after it. Oh, mujhe Bari Dhara mein plot mil jata, to haan, ghar banate. When you go to places of big people, like the uncle, here is your uncle who has come, give salam. They say, Assalamualaikum. Is it Assalamualaikum? Is it Assalamualaikum? Assalamualaikum. Maulana Abu Rukh Sahib, for 24 years, you talk about this sunnah. The Prophet asked us to give salam to everybody whom you face. We generally do by faces known to us. We say, Assalamu alaikum chacha, kaise hai? But those whom we don't know, we don't give salam. In Canada, you may say, many will be people who were not understandable. Generally, you can easily identify the Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Indians. They look similar. At least give them salam, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Ghar mein salam do. Every time you come out of the house, say Assalamu alaikum to a mother or sister or wife. Every time you go in fresh, say Assalamu alaikum. We went to Hardui and he was sick. So it was arranged for outsiders to visit him at a specific point. A boy, 12 years old, was standing at the door with the curtain. So we went from outside, entering to go in to say, Salam ko salam karenge aur shifa ki dua padenge. Shifa ki dua, ye hazrat bahut taqat karte hain. Bimariyon par reciting this 7 times. Asalullah al-azim, Rabbal arshul azim, ayashfiak. Ek dafa hua. Asalullah al-azim, Rabbal arshul azim, ayashfiak. Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnat dua hai. Jab tum mareez ke paas jao, ye dua padho. 7 dafa. Asalullah al-azim, Rabbal arshul azim, ayashfiak. Hazrat Maulana Abrak sahab bahut zyada iska taqid karte the. So, aaj mauka aaya ki unhi par ye dua padenge. We are going from there, entering into the inside compartments. Wo ladka 12 saal ka, wo kehte hain jaiye shifa ki dua padhiyega, lekin pehla salam dijiyega, hamza na chote. Wo bachcha mein kehte hain hamza na chote ka matlab, say assalamu alaikum. When you say assalamu alaikum, you are missing the hamza. Hamza sin jabar as. Ye ladka hum logon ko kehta hai, jaiye theek se salam dijiyega, hamza na chote. Don't say assalamu alaikum. Say assalamu alaikum. For 24 years I have observed this great man from India. In every gathering you definitely talk about this. Even in Makkah Sharif, we used to go to meet him after Asr prayers, because the Asr prayer is held slightly earlier in their mazhab. Aap sab hamare paas aaye hain, fajr padhe hain, zohar padhe hain, asr bhi Makkah Sharif ke bade masjid mein padhe hain, ab mere paas aaye hain, bataiye kitna paisa kharcha hua, kahan se ho, Azamgarh, kahan se ho, Maharashtra, kahan se ho, Bangladesh. Main sabko poochta hu kitne paisa kharcha hua. Indian logon ke har day kharcha kitna hai, divide karke batao. 70,000 divided by 30 days. कितने दिन मक्का शरीफ में रहोगे? 17 दिन. हर डे एवरेज कितना होता है? देखा जाता है कि 2,500, 7,000, 3,000, 4,000. इतना पैसा खर्चा करके एक एक दिन मक्का शरीफ में ठहर रहे हो. अब मुझे बताओ, आज फजर पढ़े हो, जोहर पढ़े हो, असर पढ़े हो, ये 3 वक्तों में तुमने मस्जिद में दाखिल होने की 5 सुन्नतें अदा की? अल्लाह अकबर. इवन मक्का शरीफ इज तालीम ऑल ऑफ द मस्जिद में दाखिल होना बहुत जरूरी है, 5 वक्तों. लेकिन सिर्फ जाना और आना में कितना ने किया? आने में 50, गान 5 मल्टीप्लाई बाय 10 50, जाने में 50. वो गिनते थे हर वक्त, कहते थे आना 50, जाना 50, हर वक्त 100, 5 वक्त 500, 30 डेज 15,000 ने किया. इसको छोटा मत समझो. और उनके शेख की बातें हैं. नेकी किसको कहता है मैं समझाता हूँ, सुनो. हजरत मौलाना थानवी एक्सप्लेनेशन. इंडिया में करेंसी का नाम क्या है? रुपया. पाकिस्तान में क्या? रुपया. बांग्लादेश में क्या? टका. इंग्लैंड में क्या? पाउंड. अमेरिका में क्या? डॉलर. द करेंसी ऑफ द अदर वर्ल्ड इज नेकी. मरने के बाद जो कंट्री में तुम जाओगे वहां करेंसी है नेकी. अल्लाह अकबर. नेकी इस पर से फारसी वर्ड. इन अरबिक इट इज सवाब. So constantly this great man would talk about this. One, salam. Salam bahut do. We don't give it much. We don't give it to known, unknown person. It is narrated by the ulama that here is a date tree standing like this. You have met somebody on this side. Assalamu alaikum. You have parted. For some necessity, it comes back on this side. Give him salam again. Hazrat ka, that station Hazrat ka hoga. So much was the salam given, but you don't give it so much. You have to give it more. Making zikr, or using the right hand, proper places. Khana dahin yasa, hargez bahin yasa na khana. A story, if I narrate it, you'll be happy to learn. Umar Radhiyallahu Ta'ala, when Khalifa was there, he used to travel at night, we know this, but he used to travel at daytime also. He was going around the city, in his hand was a stick, and a gentleman was eating with his left hand. He saw it. Hey, young man, drink with your right hand. Eat with your right hand. He went away. After a few days, he again came to the same street. Was the same person eating with his left hand. Hey, I warned you last week, eat with the right hand. Rasul ki hukum hai. Sammillah wa kul bi amini. Say bismillah or eat with your right hand. That's the famous hadith. Second time. After again 15, 20 days later, I found the young man still eating with left hand. Ek bari mara, what does he say? Chedi say. When he hit him, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Mimuta. Apni shaat ko paisa lagaya, dekha ke ye kata hua hai. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Mimuta. Muta ki ladai mein ye haath mera shaheed ho gaya. My right hand is not there. How can I eat and drink with right hand? Now started the crying of this great man. Itna sakht hai, lekin jab unhone bataya ki mera haath tha nahi hai, ab rone lage, tumne mujhe pehla din ke kyun nahi kaha? Aur poocha ki aainda kal mere daftar mein aa jana. He went there. Can you imagine what Omar said? If you were in his position, you would say, now from today, you can eat with your left hand. No. He said before everyone, appoint a person, a khadim for him. During every meal time, this khadim will put the food in drink with in his mouth with his hand. A khadim mukarrar kiya gaya till his death. Ab socho Umar Azhar Tal mein kitna important de dete hain. Daine haath. Ek hai eating mein, ek hai kuch se dene mein. Maulana Abdullah Sahib used to practice the same thing in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. He would intentionally give a new person. So who was given, was finding out from the fridge different drinks at Makkah Sharif. Hadi aata tha ko. He gave to this gentleman because he has a white beard, then to this man, then to that man, then to this man. No forma. So, no, ye tarika nahi hai. Al-Aiman fal-Aiman. You must give to the person on your right, then on his right, then on his right, then on his right. Famous story lies there. In one such gathering, Rasulullah s.a.w. was sitting. Abu Bakr al-Dhalan was on his left. The name of the mosque. Abu Bakr al-Dhalan, how dear it was. What a great person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us as the first Muslim. He was on his right, left. A child born is on his left. So, thoda sa doodh aaya, Rasul says, when usko piya, kuch rahi gaya tha, abhi hazrat farma rahe hain, mere daine haath ki taraf jo baithe hain, agar wo ijazat de, to mere baaye taraf jo baithe hain, unko main dena chahta hu. The child on the right side said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I will not give my claim. Can you imagine who it was? Abdullah ibn Abbas, the child companion. He was a child, but he was going to be one of the greatest of sahabis. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, that child spoke out, Ya Rasulullah, main mera haq nahi chhodta. Abu Bakr one left. So this is illustration, what is Ayman fal Ayman? Daina, fed Daina. How much importance is someone touches to the use of the right hand? One of us constantly stays this fundamental. Ulmaq is that, okay, I finished just now. Ulamak is that we went to Hadri many times. On one occasion, we three went at night. We traveled from Dhaka to Calcutta by plane, Calcutta to Lucknow by plane, from Lucknow to Hadri 80 kilometers, 50 miles by special transport. Another group, two PhDs from Buet, Dr. Hasim and Dr. Lutful Kabir, both very famous professors. Hasim did his PhD in Japan. Rasul Kabir did his PhD in Manchester, England. Uske saath mera damad, Mufti Habibur Rahman. Ye tino, Dhaka se Calcutta train se, Calcutta se Lucknow train se. Hum to plane mein chal gaye. Hum aage pahunche. Raat ko 9 baje pahunche. Woh pahunche bahut raat, 3:30 baje. The next day, Huzur Khalifa Abdul Rauf sahab, mujhe woh bulaya. Aap logon ke saath 3 aadmi raat ko aaya hai. Pata hai kuch? Haan, haan. Naam jante hain, jante hain. Aayye. Let me enter their name in the register. So he called me, I went to his office, he wrote the names, Dr. Lutful Kabir, Buet, Dhaka, Dr. Hasib Hassan, Buet, Dhaka, three, Mufti Habibur Rahman Khan, mera damad. Jab maine kaha ke Mufti Habibur Rahman Khan, kalam rakh diye. Aap jaise log bhi aisa karte hain, aap nahi jante Hazrat ki tarz kya hai. In such listings also, the name of the ulama should have come first.
Why did I not mention the name of Mufti Habibur Rahman? He's an alim. You mentioned his name in the third point. Why didn't you name him in the first place? So mujhe aise dada, aap jaise log bhi karte, aapne to kai dafa aa chuke hain. Phir aapko kuch khayal nahi aata. Hazrat ulama ke qadar ko kis tarah banate hain. In the list also, in the list, the name of the ulama should come on the top. Allah Akbar. Hazrat ki saaf baat tha. Dekha dekhi karte ho, seekhte nahi. Ulama se seekho. Hazrat Maulana Hardwi, last words I put before you. Dekha dekhi karte ho, seekhte nahi. Seekho, ulama se seekho. Which you do not. The English educated people look down upon the ulama. May Allah save us from that situation. Love our ulama and be with them constantly. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akharu da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this up, theek hai? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina waqtana. Rabbana wa la ta'mil alayna isran kama amartahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi liliman an aminu bi rabbikum fa'amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منه. اللهم اخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا ولا تجعلنا معه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف وما توفيقي الا بالله عليه توكلت. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون. السلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.